Hello and welcome back to Vox Burner's Youth Trends podcast. Now, today we're joined by Lance and Ella from YouGov. And Lance and Ella are going to be talking me through their new Teens Profile product and the best ways that you can engage with Gen Z today. Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. At Vox Burner, we have Ella and Lance. How are you guys today?
Good, thank you. Good. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Not too bad. And Lance, you're joining
us. Doing great. Excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
And you're dialing in from the States yourself, yeah?
From New York City, Lower East Side. Happy to tune in.
Fantastic. Well, look, I know you guys are joining us for our YMS Online event in just over a week, actually. And I guess this is a bit of a preview as to maybe what you're going to be talking about and what you and the team have been up to recently. So let's kick off really by hearing a little bit about yourselves and your background. Ella, do you want to start us off on that?
Yeah, of course. So I have been at YouGov for 2 years now, and I work in the product innovation team, which is based in London. But we do have a global remit. So yes, you will have noticed this product that we're launching is based in, well, it's a US product to start with. So in terms of my role, we spend lots of time talking to customers and working with them to design new and exciting products. So we follow the design thinking methodology. So we hold lots of ideation workshops. There's lots of post-it notes, prototypes, testing, and then kind of iterative cycles of design. And then hopefully we land on something really exciting like Teen Profiles.
Fantastic. And Lance, yourself over at YouGov, what's your role?
Sure. So this is year 15 for me. I've had maybe three different lifetimes at YouGov already, running our client service group for the first 10 years for our products, then moving over to our sports group and running product and helping with sales and client service in my role there. And now I'm in a product extension role for YouGov globally, looking at extending our product reach and offerings around the world, and then working on special projects like Teen Profiles, which I'm excited to talk about today.
Great. And for the listeners, like I guess maybe who aren't as familiar with YouGov, maybe as yourselves or I, a quick summary, like, you know, what's your mission? What do you guys do?
Yeah, I would say we're a global research company. So if you have a question, we'll get you an answer in any way, shape or form. If you're looking for data and research, YouGov is a place for you to go. We have offices around the world. We specialize in online surveys, namely one of the first online survey technology companies out there. From 2001, we've been all online, and it's taken the world a little bit of time, longer than you'd expect to move to online research, but now it's wholly accepted as standard research practice, and YouGov was certainly one of the pioneers at leading the way there.
Great, Lance, thanks for that. So look, kicking things off, you know, here at Vox Burner, you know, our key subject matter is Gen Z, so 16 to 24s. Ella, why is it that you feel maybe young people are so underrepresented within market research?
So I think it's a really interesting question. And I think there are a few reasons why young people are so underrepresented. I guess, first of all, you need a good understanding of young people in order to create a survey that is relevant to them. It's not going to be as simple as just repurposing a survey which you serve to an adult audience. Mm. You need to make sure the topics are relevant, the questions are age appropriate, all that sort of thing. And I think beyond that, it also takes time and consideration to land on something that is really valuable and insightful for clients as well. I'd say the kind of second point is that young people typically can't be reached through traditional channels. So a market research company may have a kind of tried and tested recruitment method for adult panelists, but for young people, you need to start again and kind of create a new rule book. And thirdly, because of the age of this audience, you do need to be extra careful and make sure that you have, you know, all the legal permissions in place and you do all of your due diligence, even, you know, extra thoroughly, because this is obviously a younger audience. So I guess, yeah, the three kind of challenges facing market research companies would be around kind of knowing where to reach young people, what to ask them, how to engage them compliantly, and also how to end up delivering insights and data that clients find interesting.
You know, here at Voxburn, you know, we spend our days shouting out about why, you know, Gen Z is so important. And I know, you know, you and the team are involved in our youth marketing event, you know, next week. So clearly they, you know, hold huge value for you as well, which is so great to see. From your perspective, why is it so important that the brands today are listening and understanding young people? Ella, do you want to kick off with that one?
Yeah, sure. So I think so young people are, sorry to state the obvious, but consumers of the future.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, understanding what they think and what they feel and believe in at an early age is really, really valuable to businesses, because the earlier they kind of engage their future consumers, you know, the longer they have to onboard them. And I also think it's really important in terms of future-proofing your business to have an understanding of the audience that's kind of coming through. So, you know, what trends are happening, what they're interested in, what media they're consuming, what they feel passionately about. Only with a kind of good and thorough understanding of these things can you be confident that your business is going to, you know, thrive by the time this audience does kind of grow up. Would you agree, Lance?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you an anecdotal little story. Is like when we were out, we're out talking to internal clients, our client staff, clients who have been with YouGov for many, many years when building the product. And one of my assumptions was, you know, banking and finance is probably not a great category for us. And then we're out in the marketplace and like, well, actually, we have a bank who's very interested in learning about youth trends and where they're going to save their money, where they're going to open an account. And it really like tested my knowledge of what I thought brands would care about when it comes to teens, where I'm putting a category like insurance or finance on the side is not important. It actually, when you open your mind up, it's like, yeah, that does make sense. Like I would understand if you're a bank, you'd want to know where's that next wave of customer coming from. Mm-hmm. So like Ella said, no matter the industry or category, even ones that, you know, automobile, you're not really talking until 17, 18, but kids 13 and 14, they start to build their preferences early, and that's valuable information for brands and marketers to know.
And I know you and the team at YouGov have just created a new product, Teen Profiles Research, you know, clearly demonstrating the value of Gen Z, you know, over at YouGov. It'd be good to hear a little bit about that.
Absolutely, yeah. So this came out of a big client summit we had back maybe 14 to 16 months ago, where an idea just stuck with us. Coming out of the meeting, it was about how can we improve our product offering? What are some of the gaps in the marketplace? And there were a few things out there, but we're really stuck with a bunch of us was reaching teens. There seemed to be just a lack of expertise and a lack of data really coming in on a consistent basis on what teens thought. A lot of people kept relying on what their nephew says or what their son or his friends or daughter and her friends were talking about. But in actuality, like that's, you know, anybody who does research knows that's not an appropriate way to make decisions ultimately for big campaigns or, you know, brands out there wanting to activate or know what's going on. So that really stuck with us. And it started a big journey with Ella and the innovation team around how do we reach teens? How do we survey age appropriate material? And how do we ultimately get data that is going to be useful for someone consuming it, whether it be a brand, an agency, or anybody in between who's interested in teen data with sports leagues, esports. So we had a lot of ideation around how to reach teens. Ella maybe can expand on that. And then it came down to developing a survey, right, that we can run consistently in the marketplace. And Ella, what maybe pick up from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So what was really nice about this product design is, as Lance mentioned, the seed of this idea was kind of born out of a workshop with clients, and that kind of theme continued throughout the design of this product. So we had lots of iterations, and we made lots of prototypes, and clients were at the kind of core of this throughout. So it was great to actually work really collaboratively with clients on this, and they gave us feedback from kind of pretty much day one. So it's great to finally have something to kind of give back to them and say, hey, thanks for all of your help and your collaboration. We've now got the finished product.
And what it is actually is it's a survey of, we started with about 3,000 teens that we have in a database that I've answered around 50 questions that cover a range of topics. And every month we're going to be out there contacting and talking to teens about these 50 to 60 questions that clients have asked us to cover. So it's almost like a longitudinal tracking study that acts as a detailed profiling database to learn more about teen preferences.
And what sort of questions are on the survey, if you're able to sort of disclose them? Any examples of the types of things that you're asking them?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, this survey went through lots of iterations, and what we've landed on, we ask a really diverse range of questions, actually, spanning everything from kind of their attitudes, their brand affiliations, their ambitions for the future. We've also covered really important topics like gaming and esports, which we know young people are spending an increasing amount of time doing and interested in. We've also asked questions around things like influencers, which I'm sure we'll talk about later, but that was, for me, one of the most interesting parts of this survey. And then we also, of course, cover the more traditional topics like media consumption. We ask about their social media habits and sports they follow. So it's a really interesting survey for the participants to take. It, as I say, covers a big range of very relevant topics.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you're gathering a lot of data all the time. What are the most interesting things that you've learned so far from the Teen Profiles product? Any sort of surprises there?
I'll jump in and just say quickly, YouTube domination was for me one of the things YouTube domination, just really just how, when it comes to video, right, which is a crucial platform to reach when we're talking about advertisers, brands, agencies, YouTube just dominates the top of the list. And it's not, I mean, relatively speaking, it's not even close. Instagram is a distant second in terms of just how much video is being consumed and where teens are going.
Crikey. As in, it's so far ahead of the league, it's just like...
Instagram is number two and has, we're talking, YouTube was over 90% in terms of time, video watched, where the most preferred channel. And then Instagram is somewhere around 70%. So distant second, but YouTube just had the strength of YouTube really popped out to me when looking at the data.
And what would you say are the biggest differences that you found so far between Gen Z and older generations? And I guess maybe, the second part of the question would be, how do they differ and what similarities, did you find?
Yeah, so great question. Yeah. We're obviously in a very fortunate position because we also have lots of data on adults. So something that stood out was what people are doing online. So the top three activities for teens are listening to music, accessing social media, and watching video content. Whereas by comparison for adults, the top three activities are email, general browsing, and buying or browsing goods online. So that, I think, is a really interesting data difference.
That means I'm officially an older person then. I think that cemented it for me then. That's it confirmed.
Interestingly, though, like to the second part of your question about are there similarities between the groups? So both groups equally agree on the threat of climate change. So both groups kind of very broadly agree to the that climate change is the biggest threat to our civilization. That was the statement that they were presented with. And then again, going back to kind of differences between the groups, there was an interesting split on sports. So teens seem to be more interested in the NBA and less interested in baseball compared to adults.
And some of the research that you're focusing on looks at trust in advertising platforms. I think that's like always a hot topic. Can young people, do they trust what they're reading, seeing, and viewing? Do you have a sneak preview of some of these findings that, you want to talk about? Maybe the brands listening today could learn from that maybe aren't able to maybe make it to IMS.
Sure. So I'll kind of start off here. I mean, one of the questions we asked this audience was around like their attitudes towards personalized adverts, which we know it's a kind of key strategy for a lot of companies out there. And interestingly, 60% of teens are creeped out by personalized adverts. So yes, that we thought was significant. And we also asked things around like which channel is most likely to grab your attention. And for teens, it is social media, which is huge for companies thinking about where to reach young people. But I think what was for me most interesting is the second highest scoring answer, which is video games. So I think that's, we're really seeing a shift in where young people want to be reached and where they would also notice adverts as well. So I can see that having a big impact on how and where adverts are placed in future.
And I know, you know, YouGov, as I mentioned, are speaking at YMS Online next week for a virtual event. What are you both looking forward to about you know, the next couple of days? I know you've got some great research to present, your team are attending. Any other like, sort of highlights on the agenda for you?
I think, I mean, the keynote speakers. I look at the agenda and I see the group of diverse group of people that you brought together to lead the event just looks tremendous. So I'm looking forward to listening, you know, how Lyft is reaching out to influencers, what their program looks like.
Yeah,
I saw Spotify on there, I saw P&G on there. So there's really just a fantastic group of people to learn from. So I'm looking forward to listening to some of those keynote addresses and connecting with people who care about teens.
Right. And Ella, I know you're in London, so it may be a bit of a late night for you or catch on demand. Are you gonna be able to join us live, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. No, I'm really looking forward to it. As Lance said, there's loads of cool stuff on the agenda. Personally, I'm really looking forward to hearing more about the latest Youth Trends report. And I think that the person speaking before us is Ken Gibbs Jr. And I'm particularly interested to hear how he uses social media to engage Gen Z music fans. That sounds super interesting.
Yeah, look like a good lineup there. And then finally, I guess, you know, for people listening to today's podcast, what one key takeaway, although two, well, let's do one each. You know, what one key takeaway do you feel that they should go back to their desks, you know, this afternoon or the next day or, you know, whenever, an action if they're looking to really understand young people today? Lance, what would your one key takeaway be for them?
I would say just don't rely on your inner circle of friends and family as the only source. You know, use research, right? Whether it's YouGov or someone else, like get out there and talk to teens, talk to parents. That's really the only way to get a good understanding of what your future business could look like and what the threats might be. So really just get out there and talk to teens directly, use research companies to get you a robust sample. And I think teens are the future. So reaching out to them and having a good feel for where they are in your category is going to be really important.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, that's kind of really, so that's actually a very good summary. Ella, anything you wanted to add to that or like reiterate that key point?
Yeah, I think Lance, yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I guess just to build on that, I think it would be don't always believe the myths. There's a lot of noise about young people. There's a lot of stereotypes. There's a lot of generalizations. And this data has kind of actually proven a lot of them wrong. So like, contrary to popular belief, young people actually still watch live TV. So we saw that about 70 or 80% of the young people we surveyed still regularly watch TV, which is, yeah, goes completely against a lot of the rumours you hear out there about live TV no longer being popular. So I guess it's, yeah, to Lance's point, do some research and don't always believe the myths.
Well, look, thank you for joining us today. Like, it's been a great to spend this afternoon with you. And plans for the rest of the week? You've got busy weeks ahead. Obviously planning for IMS, but bar that, how's your week looking?
Yeah, good. We're just getting off a long weekend here in the States with July 4th. So hitting the ground running with this podcast and looking forward to a good week of talking to clients and working on YouGov products.
And Ella, for yourself, what plans the rest of the week?
I'm just very excited about the football tomorrow. I was telling Lance earlier, I've ordered a kind of bandana for my dog, which says it's coming home. Looking forward to watching the football tomorrow night.
Thank you for joining us. I'm looking forward to welcoming you at YMS next week. Have a good one. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
A big thank you to the team at YouGov for joining us today for our podcast. And we hope to welcome you on July the 13th to the 16th for YMS Online for 3 great days of insights, research and networking into the lives of young people today. Have a great week ahead, and we'll see you back here next week for some more youth trends from Foxburner.